Hi, everybody. I'm Jim Donovan. Alongside is Matt Florjancic from ClevelandBrowns.com and Vic Carucci, the Browns' senior editor. We continue with our position reviews for the Browns' 2012 season. Let's go to wide receivers. No group was under the microscope more than the wide receivers coming into this season because of what had happened in the season before this one, where the Browns dropped the ball and dropped it a lot and dropped it more than any other team in the NFL. So on that point, this position group was much better than they had been.
Yes, they were. And really, it starts with a guy by the name of Greg Little. He really improved his ball security issues that he had. And still, he had some stumbling blocks in the early part of the year, but he was able to put those behind him. And really, when Josh Gordon started to emerge as the number one threat and Greg was moved to a secondary role, he really became a great threat for this Browns team, one that had sure hands and was a great target for the quarterback.
He had four touchdowns on the season, and he had an epiphany, I think, after the bye week, Vic. I mean, he even points to it that all of a sudden after that, through some discussions maybe with Alonzo Mourning that he pointed towards, he really seemed to be educated on how to be a pro athlete.
Yeah, this is a guy, let's keep in mind, who was a running back before he was a receiver, who did not get a lot of time at wide receiver at the collegiate level, who was really learning this game last year as probably a sub-rookie. To call him a rookie would be, I think, an overstatement. And really, by default, got put into a number one spot that he wasn't ready for in 2011. I think his real place is that of a number two receiver. You know, some might argue two or three, but I think he's a number two guy, and I think in that flanker role, it's the right place for him to be. And the best thing that happened to him, the best thing that happened to the Browns passing game in general, was Josh Gordon's presence, because Josh Gordon emerging as a true number one, I think, allowed Greg Little to fit into more comfortably into that complementary number two role.
All right, so let's go to number one, and there is a definite number one for the Browns, and what a story. Josh Gordon coming to the Browns in the supplemental draft as they went and gave up and claimed him with a number two pick, a second round pick. And the Browns wondered how much would they be able to get out of him this season. Because remember, number one, he had to get in shape. Number two, he was way behind everybody else on the squad. No OTAs, no mini camp for him. It was training camp. And then, wow, he just burst onto the scene.
He did, and it happened in New York against the Giants after a few games where he really did not find his way onto the field very much at all in the early part of the season. He burst onto the scene with two touchdown catches. He only had two catches in the Giants game. Both went for scores. One was over 70 yards from Brandon Whedon, and that really showed you what this young man could do. And then he followed it up the next week with a 60-plus yard touchdown catch against the Cincinnati Bengals in the Browns' first win. This guy really showed that he could be a downfield threat, and he's also pretty good going over the middle as well.
Yeah, he really is, and he's got that unique ability, Vic, that he makes it look easy. He doesn't look like he's running fast, but he's very fast. And his hands are like velvet. I mean, they really are. The ball goes in, and it's like the ball knows where it belongs.
Well, and that goes to the fact that, number one, he has very big hands. I mean, large hands. He was a baseball catcher. I mean, he's used to catching a ball. And I think that's a nice trait to have when you're going to play the position of receiver. Hey, look, Josh Gordon had to learn not just how to play football, he had to learn how to practice football. He had no clue when he arrived, really, what he was getting into in the NFL game. It was a source of frustration for the coaching staff, for him, for everybody, because he just would get halfway into a route and not really know what the rest of it was. So he's had to learn, had to have a lot of on-the-job training, a lot of learning, and I think he's come around. I think by the time we got to the latter part of the season, the mind and the body were catching up to each other, and he was also in shape. He came in to this training camp in awful physical condition to do all the running that a receiver needs to do. I think by the end of the season, everything kind of came together for him, and you can only expect better things from Josh.
Now, did they find a number three receiver in that whole group? I mean, they flirted with Massaqua, of course, but Muhammad had the problems right from the very first play in the preseason against Detroit. He had injury problems, and they were there beginning, middle, and end of the season. And through his career, it's been a problem. Josh Cooper got in there. He had a lot of familiarity with Brandon Whedon because they played in college. But did somebody pop out? Was it the rookie Benjamin with all of that speed as the number three guy?
I think when you look at it, and from a number three perspective, you have to put Travis Benjamin at the top of the list from what he's able to do down the field. But they have to find a way to get him involved a little bit more in the underneath stuff. He did a lot of that in training camp. It really showed a knack for catching the ball in traffic. He didn't have much of an opportunity to do that during the regular season. And we'll see whether or not that is something that he's able to work on in the offseason and through the camps.
All right, last point about the wide receivers, because it's really a league-wide opinion that when you have this many young receivers, maybe you need a veteran receiver to come in here. What do you think about that?
I think it would only help the room because they are very young. The most veteran wide receiver on this group was Muhammad Massaqua, and he was in his fourth season. You're talking about a whole position group that had basically guys that were in their first and second years pretty much all the way up and down the roster. A veteran receiver could definitely help them become better pros, and I think that's one thing that Little addressed when he went to Alonzo Mourning, is learn how to become a better pro athlete. That is something that a veteran wide receiver may be able to do for this team.
I'm okay with that as long as this veteran guy has great hands, speed, athleticism. You know, if he can really help on the field first and foremost, you know, if he says three words in the meeting room, that's fine with me too.
So if he's got gray hair, it's okay as long as he catches the ball.
As long as he can play, yeah.
All right, but there is a real upgrade at the wide receiver position. They were far better in 2012 than they were in 2011. Make sure you join us again here at ClevelandBrowns.com as we continue with our position reviews for the 2012 Cleveland Browns.